Bibles, turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I have been anxious to preach this message and the message tonight, especially the message tonight. I hope that if you can, you will come back for the evening service. If the Lord doesn't come and take you home first, I hope that you will, because I think it'll be a blessing to you, even more so than this one tonight, this morning. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to everyone who had any part in this revival. I mean, whether you gave out a flyer or made a phone call, came, prayed, fasted, thank you so very, very much. I love you guys. I love you all with all my heart. I do. And I prayed so hard for revival. And I do believe that revival happened in some hearts. I do believe that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to read two verses of Scripture. The Bible says, beginning with verse 3, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we thank you and praise you. You are so great and so good. God, we give you all glory. All praise be to thee, Lord. God, you answer so many prayers. Prayers for our people. Prayers for revival. God, you've just wrought miracle after miracle after miracle. And we praise you for it. We thank you for it. God, you know my heart's desire is for our people to be blessed. And God, to grow in knowledge and grow in faith. Grow in the grace. Draw closer to thee. Pray, Father, Lord, that God, that will be the result of this past revival. But God, we ask thy blessings now on this message, this service. I pray, Father, you'll take control. God, give me strength where I have no strength. God, give me clarity of mind and speech. Not for me, Lord, but for Jesus' sake, for his sake. Because, Lord, it's all about him. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Title of my message is The Blindness of the Lost. The Blindness of the Lost. Bear with me just a moment, if you would. I want to begin by saying that there is a great mystery among Christians today. And the mystery is this. Why people can't see. Have you ever thought about that? Why people, I'm talking about people out there, cannot see. Especially, beloved, in these last days that we are living in, last minutes of the last days. I mean, God said that Israel, beloved, would after 2,000 years of exile, would become a nation again. And they did in 1948. You can see it. You can see it. God spoke the truth. God said, beloved, that there would be a one world government during the tribulation. And all you got to do is turn on your TV, and the globalists and the progressives are working and openly advocating. And by the way, there's something going on today, and I don't have time to get into it, with who? The World Health Organization? Something's going on, brethren. Y'all get ready. Y'all get ready. But it's moving toward that one world government. We can see it. We can see it. God said that perilous times would come. And he lists those in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Beloved, we look around and we see what he listed. I mean everything, beloved, right before our eyes, from losing natural affection or to lovers of self. Aren't people lovers of self today? I mean like we've never seen before, beloved. And on and on and on he goes. Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. And we look and we see, beloved, days like the days of Noah. I mean, so many things are happening just as God said they would. And I haven't scratched the surface here. Do you know, beloved, there have been over 50, listen to me, over 50 fulfilled prophecies since 1948. In our lifetimes, over 50 have been fulfilled, beloved. But you'd think with all of this, that intelligent thinking people, beloved, would realize God's word is true. And if it's true, beloved, about these things, it's true about the condition of man. He is lost. He is condemned already. It's true about Jesus. He is the Son of God. He did come and die for our sin and rise again. It's true, beloved, he is the only way of salvation. And you'd think, beloved, you would see, or they would see, that the judgment is real, that heaven is real, that hell is real. And you'd think, beloved, that multitudes would be running to Christ for salvation. But they're not. They're not. Why? Because they are blind. They are blind, beloved. They're blinded by the God of this world. They are spiritually blind to the things of God. So they go on. They go on, beloved, groping in their blindness, headed for destruction like a blind man stepping on a freeway. They go on. Folks, it makes no sense. Makes no sense. But then it does when you realize why they are so blind. See, folks, man is born blind. Spiritually blind, beloved. Man is born spiritually blind. When God created Adam and Eve, folks, they were perfect in every way. I mean physically, emotionally, and spiritually. They were perfect. They knew their Creator. They knew God. They could see Him. They could talk with Him, beloved. They enjoyed sweet fellowship with the Lord. They would walk with God in the cool of the day, the Bible tells us. But then it happened. It happened. You see, the serpent tempted them to sin, to disobey God. Folks, they succumbed to that temptation and were perfect no longer. Perfect no longer. You know, it's hard. It's hard to explain all that happened when man sinned. In fact, I don't believe anyone understands all that happened. But we know, beloved, that all creation was cursed. We know, beloved, that death fell upon man. For the wages of sin is what? Death. We know, beloved, that sickness and trials and hardships and death became a part of man's existence. But worst of all, man's relationship with God was severed. He was dead spiritually. No longer could he fellowship with God. No longer could he walk with God. No longer, beloved, could he commune with God. A wall of sin separated him from his God. From his God. The spiritual realm, listen to me, became total darkness to fallen man. And since then, beloved, all of mankind are born into this world with a sinful nature, apart from God, spiritually blind. Today, beloved, man, listen, he can feed his body, but he cannot feed his soul. You know, a lot of them don't even believe they have a soul. They're just that blind. Heard one talking about that the other day. There was no such thing as a soul. Beloved, a man can explore outer space, but he cannot see, beloved, the one who made it all. They can't see him. He can examine the depths of the sea, but he cannot fathom the depths of his own depraved heart. In anything, beloved, to do with the physical, man can see. But when it comes to the spiritual, he is totally blind. He's blind. Somebody says, preacher, state of man is terrible. Why didn't God do something? Why didn't God do something to help man see? Oh, but he did. He did. Beloved, he didn't have to. He was under no obligation, amen? But beloved, in his love and mercy and grace, God did something to help man see what he could no longer see. In fact, beloved, God did three things. Three things. First, beloved, he gave man his word. His word. Here it is, right here. The word of God. Listen to me. That's all you need. That's all you need. It's right here. Right here. He gave man his word. Man was blind to the spiritual. He could not see. He couldn't see God. He couldn't understand. He couldn't understand anything spiritual. He needed light, beloved, that would shine in the darkness. So God gave him his word. Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. What does that mean? It means, beloved, this shows you the way. Amen? It shows you the way. Man was spiritually blind. He needed light, beloved, to shine through the darkness and illuminate the way for him. Y'all remember Brother Norman this week? He made the statement, beloved, that Christians were first called people of the way. Let me give you a little bit more information about that. Beloved, that's what the Essenes called themselves. The people of the way. Why? Why do they call themselves that? Because, beloved, they believed Messiah was coming. They believed he was coming to die for the sins of the world and would rise again. I'm talking about years before Jesus came. They were teaching that. They were believing that. Now, where did they get that information from? From the Word. From the Word of God. They couldn't see it, but God revealed it in His Word. And they believed it. Now, get that part. They believed it. So by faith, listen to me, in God's Word, they could see the spiritual. Adam and Eve, beloved, heard the Lord tell the serpent that day of the fall. He heard him say, I'll send one of the seed of woman that will bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And they heard God's word, and they believed it, and they could see. They could see the spiritual. That wasn't true, beloved, for most of their children. Wasn't true for the masses of mankind. Because over the years, as the years passed, man became more and more and more evil. And the darkness grew darker and darker. Living, beloved, in disobedience to God, they could not see. They could not see. So they turned to idols and made their own gods, little gods, that they would bow down and worship and serve because they could not see God. So God decided to do something. He decided to write His Word down. Folks, He inspired Moses to write the first five books of the Bible. Moses. And on it went, beloved, over the years, over a period of 1,400 years, 40 different authors, God inspired, the light of God's Word shone, beloved, to all who would believe. Who would believe. It taught them, beloved, of the living God, the true God, of the Messiah that was coming. It taught them how to live. It taught them how to treat others. It taught them, beloved, what God demanded of them, what God required of them. It prophesied the future. It taught them, beloved, about eternity. It taught them, beloved, about how to be saved. And to all who believe, listen, it is a light, beloved, unto their feet and a lamp unto their path. Oh, but the vast majority of the masses of mankind, they still are blind. They still are blind because they will not believe. They will not believe. God not only sent the written Word. Now here's the second thing God did. God sent the living Word. He sent the Messiah. He sent Jesus. Jesus. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Beloved, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the what? The Word, capitalized. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. This one, this Word, He's the Creator. Amen? Go on. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Look at verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God had promised Him in the very beginning, the one who would bruise the serpent's head, the one who would eventually undo all that Satan had done to man. He came on the scene and, beloved, fulfilled all the promises and all the prophecies concerning His first coming. John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus, beloved, removed all doubt of who He was. He said this, listen, I am the way. Hey, you lost your way. You don't know how to get back to God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the way back to God. That God has promised. God has promised. John 18, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In other words, beloved, I'm the light sent from God, He said. Follow me, and you won't be spiritually blind anymore. You'll be in the light. The light, beloved, is truth. Truth. And he said, I am the way, the truth. Life. Life. Follow me and you'll be in the light. You'll be able to see all the spiritual things. You'll be able to know God, to fellowship with God, to have everlasting life, to see and understand the spiritual things of God if you follow me. The light. Oh, get that. Get that. Listen. Their eyes would be opened. Blind eyes would see again. Now, Jesus, beloved, offered himself to all. And he was going to die for all. But like the light, beloved, of the Word, listen to me, his light could only be obtained by faith. By faith. By faith. Blinded man, beloved, had to believe. He had to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was God in a body of flesh. They had to believe that he died for their sins, for the sins of the world, and rose again. Oh, if they would only believe, their eyes would be open and they could see the Spirit. But they would not. They would not. John 1:5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. They wouldn't believe, so they remained blind. They comprehended it not. Jesus, beloved, went to the cross. He paid man's debt. He offered salvation to the world. And he ascended up, beloved, on high. With the promise to come again and to receive believers unto himself. But God wasn't through shining the light. Listen to me. You see, God wanted so much for the blind eyes to see that he started a new thing. It's called the church. The church. Beloved, the church was born. Listen to me. 50 days after the Lord's resurrection, the Holy Spirit came down and filled 120 believers. And guess what they did? They began to witness. They began to carry the light to a sin-darkened world, beloved. And that day, 3,000 were saved. 3,000. Jesus had said in Matthew to his followers, listen to this, ye are the light of the world. Jesus said in John 9, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Oh, but now he has ascended to the Father. Now, beloved, he has sent the Holy Spirit to empower his followers, because now they are to reflect his light. They are to take the light of the gospel to a lost and dying world who cannot see. Who cannot see. Jesus, what's the message we preach? Jesus died for you, was buried, and rose again. And if you will believe on him, ye shall be saved. The gospel light is shining. It's shining for all who will believe. The gospel light, beloved, that can cause blind eyes to see. To see. For 2,000 years now, we believers, beloved, have shown the light of the gospel so that poor souls groping in the darkness of sin might see and understand that God loves them. Jesus died for them. They can be saved. Their eyes might be opened so they can see their sin. They can see, beloved, their need of a Savior. They can see that God loves them, that Jesus paid their sin debt, that they might see God, their Creator, again and be saved before it's too late. Folks, so bright. So bright is the light of the gospel that Paul says, if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, then them whom the God of this world hath blinded. And who are they? Them that believe not. That believe not. Now I want you to notice this. In every case, when God sent light, whether it's the light of the written word, whether it's the light of the living word, Jesus Himself, or the light of the gospel, the light, beloved, is acquired by faith. By faith. But how? How has Satan hid the light from the lost? How has he blinded them, kept them from believing? Beloved, he has blinded them by the glare, listen to me, of the world. Of the world. Any of you ever been blinded by a glare? Boy, I remember a few years ago, Brother H.F. remembers this. He wasn't there, but I'm sure he'll remember it. It was time for church. I was backing out of my driveway. I looked that way, clear as a bell. I looked that way, and the sun was shining. A glare was coming down that road so bright. I could see nothing. Rolled down my window with these poor old deaf ears of mine and listened. Didn't hear nothing. Couldn't see nothing. Honestly, it was coming right down that road. I backed down. Even started off. And heard something. Boop. What in the world was that? Pulled over, and there's a motorcycle in the ditch. I had pulled out from the back down from that motorcycle. I didn't see it. I didn't see that the light was so bright. The love of Satan has made this world we live in, listen to me, so shiny, so appealing. So bright, beloved, that it's all that man can see. It's all they can see. The pleasures of the world, the riches of the world, the lust of the world and the flesh seem to be all that man, beloved, desires. All he desires. I have over the years met so many. I remember the first time this happened to me. I was witnessing to a friend of mine. Boy, I grew up with. Hadn't been saved long. And I tried my best to get him to receive Christ. This is what he said. Preacher, I would get saved. But I'm young. And I want to live first. I want to live first. Let me translate that for you. I want to enjoy the pleasures of the world first. I want to enjoy the lust and the riches and the abominations and all that the world are. That's what I want. I want to live in the world first. I've had others say, preacher, I'll get saved. I would, but I got to work. I got to make money. First of all, you working and making money ain't got nothing to do with you getting saved. There ain't a person in this church, beloved, that don't work. But there's people in this church that are saved. Amen? Oh, preacher, I got to work. I got to make money. I don't have time for Christ. And I had them tell me that I will never forget. I had one tell me one time. This goes back to the world. And I love that man. And I poured my heart out to him about Christ. Got him to the point of accepting Christ. And he said, preacher, I would accept Christ, but I love my beer too much. But those beloved who come across like this, I don't have time. I got to accumulate things. Folks, the world and the things of this world shine so bright, they can't see the darkness and the destruction that they are headed for. By the way, that very man died without Christ. As far as anybody knows. So they turned from the light of Christ, the light of the Word, the light of the Gospel, to the darkness, sin, death, and they will not believe. Oh, let me tell you, Satan uses the glitter of this world to blind them from the Gospel. Get ready for this one. The devil will use the sand of pride to blind you from the Gospel. How many of you ever got sand in your eyes? Can't see, can you? Until you get it out, brother, you cannot see. You cannot see. If you have, you know, beloved, it will grind you, blind you. Folks, pride is the sand. It will blind you. It will blind you so that you cannot see the light of the Gospel. We are a fallen race. We are lost without Christ. Amen? Beloved, that is a truth. A truth. I mean, it is the truth. And our fallen nature fights against that truth. It fights against it. Oh, how we all like to think of ourselves not as sinners, but as good people. I'm a good person. Preacher, I'm a good person. I don't need to get saved. How we like to think of ourselves not as helpless, but as, beloved, able to help ourselves. Not as failures, but as conquerors. It's pride, folks. It's pride. So many are not willing to admit, I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. I cannot help myself. I can conquer the devil on my own. Heard it all. Oh, preacher, I'm a good man. I don't need a savior. I can handle my sin by myself. I've heard it so many times. So in their pride, they refuse to bow and humble themselves to Jesus. They refuse to believe the written Word, the living Word, and the Gospel. They refuse. Gospel is hid. It's hid from them because their eyes are full of the sand of pride. I want you to know pride probably keeps as many people away from Christ as anything. Yet another way in which Satan blinds them in the light of the gospel. Here it is. Y'all ready? By keeping the gospel from them. By keeping the gospel from them. Folks, there are so many who have not heard the gospel. And I'm not talking about in Cambodia and Saipan. I'm talking about here. So have not heard the gospel. Oh, they've heard. They know what a church is. And they know, beloved, they've heard about Jesus, but they haven't heard the gospel. The gospel. Somebody says, preacher, that's hard to believe. All the preaching on TV and on the radio, what do y'all think? Y'all think, beloved, that pool hall down there with the TV on, they got it turned Charles Stanley? No. They got it turned to the filthiest thing they can watch. Filthiest thing. Well, preacher, it's on the radio. Oh, yeah, you know, all these lost people. Oh, I got to hear that preacher on the radio today. Don't you believe it? They're blind. They don't want no part of that. Now, I thank God for the TV. And I thank God for the radio ministry. Because, beloved, some people, when they are at the bottom, who are lost, will watch that. But the majority, they don't. Preacher, what about all the Bibles out there? Thank God for it. I thank God for the work of the Gideons. Y'all know that. But the vast majority, they're not going to say, oh, well, I think I'll read a little bit, pick up the Gideon Bible there beside the bed. They're going to be watching that junk on TV, that movie. Thank God that God uses these things. But the vast majority aren't going to use them. What about preaching the gospel tracts? Wonderful thing. Just like these others. Wonderful thing. And so people have gotten saved from tracts. I've given out tracts and people smile and take it. Giving out tracts and seeing them go right down in eyesight of them. Throw it in the trash. And I've seen some wasn't even taken. And I thank the Lord for all these things. Do not misunderstand what I am saying. God uses them. But beloved, let me tell you something. There is one way that God has specifically ordained for the gospel to go out. One way. And you already know what it is, don't you? We all do. God intended one particular way for the gospel to be spread. That's for Christians. Christians who are the light of the world. To go out, beloved, and by word of mouth share the good news, the gospel, with the lost, dying, blind world. Amen, preacher. How is Satan hid the gospel from the lost? He's put it in the hearts of Christians. TV evangelist can do it. That radio preacher can do it. That preacher at church can do it. The Gideons can do it. No need for me to do it. No need. So many are still in the dark because God's people, the church,
won't go out and tell others about Jesus.
You won't know why this church, this nation is so bad off. Well, preachers, cause we're in the last days. Well, we're in the last days. But the reason this nation is so bad off is because America, for the most part, is lost. Is lost. They are blind. It's lost. Beloved, if they were saved, there would not be any outcry over Roe and Wade being taken away if they were saved. If they were saved, beloved, there would be less lies coming out of Washington if they were saved. Beloved, if they were saved, there would be no gender nonsense. There would be no homosexuality nonsense. There would be no evolution nonsense if America was saved. This nation needs Jesus. We believers have Him. We have the gospel that can transform this nation. Satan has convinced us not to share it, to leave it to somebody else. The Great Commission wasn't given. God didn't call all the TV preachers and say, okay, I'm giving you the Great Commission. He didn't call all the radio preachers. I'm on the radio. Thank y'all. And say, I'm giving you the Great Commission. He didn't say, I'm calling the Gideons and I'm giving you the Great Commission. He gave a great commission to His church. You and me, as believers in Jesus, we are supposed to give the life. The life. You won't know why people can't see all these prophecies being fulfilled around us. Comes the God of this world that blinded the minds of them. Folks, God has sent light into the darkness of this sin-cursed world, the written word, the living word, the light of the gospel from His church, but the light of God, beloved, is hid from them. So they will not be. How about you? Is it hid from you? Are you here? Never, ever by faith have you received Christ. I didn't ask you to join. Never by faith received Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you haven't, you are blind. Blind. The spiritual things. Listen. If Jesus can open your eyes that you might see, if you will just come to Him, believe Him. Christian, we can help the blind to see by resolving today. Share Jesus. To share Him. To tell the good news. It's good news, folks. It's not bad news. It's wonderful. It's the most wonderful news the world could ever hear. We ought to be, and I'm preaching to myself as much as anybody else, we ought to be tugging at the reins to get out there. Tell them to be a witness to those who are lost, to those who
I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Stand. Got your eyes closed. Imagine if you could not open them. If you could never see again. Losing physical sight. And I'm doing that. It's bad. It's bad. But I want you to know there's something far worse. It's being spiritually blind. We can help them. We can help them to see. Power of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you and praise you, and I love you so. God, it breaks my heart to see so many cannot see. It's right before their eyes, the truth of your word, the truth of Jesus, the truth of the gospel. It's right before their eyes. But they can't see yet. They can't see. Father, you know that you are mightier than the devil. We know him. That if we, your people, we will do our God, we have the promise that you will do yours. And Lord, you'll open those blind eyes like you did blind Bartimaeus. God, we got to go out with the light. We got to go out. Father, help us to do that. In Jesus Christ. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe you've got loved ones that are lost. Friends that are lost. Maybe you want to be a witness. Maybe you say, I know that God has commanded this. I'm willing that God will just give me the strength and the power of it. Whatever it is, won't you know? Won't you know?